for me, the top of the list is, what is this actually costing? Not just state government, but what's it costing the city and the county and the school districts as well? And until we have an answer to that, I don't think we should be moving forward at all.
Minnesota is known as a state with high moral standards, perhaps even setting a higher standard.
Yep.
But you're saying what? That we're doing way beyond even that?
Or? Well, we're right now, it feels like we are doing more than we can afford. And so let's figure out whether that's the case or not. And by the way, this isn't the only way that we as Minnesotans help people. We have one of the most generous welfare systems in the country. And, you know, we go out of our way to help vulnerable people. And I'm proud of that. But you also have to be smart and common sense about it.
The refugee resettlement program, help me understand, if you go to D.C. and you say you'll end Minnesota participation, what effectively does that really do?
You know, essentially, I don't know how they'll respond. They may respond if I make the case of here's what we've already done, and here's where we're at, and here's what we need to learn. My hope is that they will listen to that, and it will stop. They could choose not to, and then we'll have to decide what the next step is. I don't know what that would be.
But that program essentially directs refugees to particular destinations in
Correct.
The country, right?
Yes.
The current administration, I think, has been open to refugees.
Yep.
I'm talking about the Dayton administration.
Right.
Okay. Is the federal government taking advantage of that stance, do you think? Given Minnesota is, at least up to this point, known as a blue state, I guess.
Yeah. No. Well, I think certainly during the Obama administration, that was the case. We saw a large influx. But we also, honestly, during the Pawlenty administration, we saw a much larger influx of refugees than during the Dayton administration. I think it was 25,000 during Pawlenty's 8 years and then 14,000 in the first 7 years of Dayton. So I'm not sure if it is necessarily a partisan issue, because, you know, and I don't know where Ventura was, but we've been very, very open for almost 20 years.